Now let's look at the vocabulary we're going to learn. 结婚结婚 means to marry. In our daily life, we often ask, 他结婚了没有?他结婚了没有?他早结婚了。他早结婚了。This means he's already married. 长长 means long. 长 is the opposite of 短。这件裤子很长。这件裤子很长。他的头发很长。他的头发很长。长。长 can also be pronounced 长。长。长 means grown up. Children grow fast. For a child you haven't seen for a while, when you see him, you'll find 这孩子长高了。这孩子长高了。Or, 这孩子长大了。这孩子长大了。高。高 means tall or high. 高 in the sentence, 孩子长高了, refers to the height of a person. 高 can be used to describe other things as well, like in, 这棵树很高。这棵树很高。The opposite word of 高 is 矮. For example, 王先生高。王太太矮。王先生高。王太太矮。比较。比较 means to compare. We've learned 大 and 小, 早 and 晚, 长 and 短, 高 and 矮, these are all opposites. 比较 in a sentence is used like this. 儿子比较大,女儿比较小。儿子比较大,女儿比较小。So, 儿子 is the elder brother and 女儿 is the younger sister. Now look at these two skirts. We can say, 这件裙子比较短。这件裙子比较短。Or, 那件裙子比较长。那件裙子比较长。Don't forget to practice these common words. Let's go on to the second part of the text. In this part, we'll learn how to describe one's appearance. Let's take a look. 样, 样 means appearance. Look, style or kind. For example, 这件衣服的样子很好看。这件衣服的样子很好看。她的样子像妈妈。她的样子像妈妈。If two things are identical, we say 一样。一样。Like in, 你的笔跟我的笔一样的。你的笔跟我的笔一样的。眼睛。眼睛 means eye. For example, 她的眼睛很大。他的眼睛很大。头发。头发 means hair. Generally speaking, Asian people's hair is black and straight. Or in Chinese, 他的头发不但很黑,而且很直。漂亮。漂亮 means pretty. For example, 他的长发很漂亮。他的衣服也很漂亮。笑, 笑 means to laugh or to smile. The phrase 笑起来 refers to how someone looks when he or she smiles, as in 这个孩子笑起来很甜。这个孩子笑起来很甜。门, 门 means door or gate. Depending on the occasion, 门 can be made more specific.Such as in 家门, 家门, which means the door of a house, or 校门, 校门, which means the school gate. The front teeth, like the door of our mouth, is called 门牙. I means to love or to like. For example, 我爱吃中国菜。我爱吃中国菜。可爱 means adorable. For example, 孩子的笑容真可爱。孩子的笑容真可爱。